on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Patrick Morrissey joins us now, Chief Growth Officer at HireVue. And Patrick, it's holiday time. A lot of people take up some extra gigs in the holiday time, or they're seasonal employees. Thanks for hopping on with us today.
I'm pleased to be here.
All right. And what are the trends you're seeing right now?
Yeah, well, one of the big trends we're seeing is just skyrocketing, competition for talent. Really, one of the things that's a little bit maybe of a misnomer, or a little bit of the narrative doesn't match the reality, is that organizations around the United States, and particularly in the Chicago metro, are clamoring for talent. You can't go anywhere without seeing help wanted signs and people have job openings. So while there might be some pessimism in the economy, what our numbers would say is that, we are in the business of doing video interviewing and help organizations assess for performance here at HireVue. And what we saw in the third quarter was that we saw a jump of 45% in interview volume. And that just continues. Like, there's a lot of hiring going on, regardless of what you think about the economy or what you might have heard from the latest economic report.
See, I thought this was like the sleepy time of the year for most jobs, maybe not the seasonal work, but that kind of people went into hibernation right now in the hiring world. Is that normally the case? And then this year is just way different?
I think that's one of those things that the reality doesn't match what the numbers would say, because at this time of year, particularly with holiday season and people open their pocketbooks and want to give gifts for the holiday and so on, it takes a lot of people to box that stuff up and put it on trucks or get it on the store shelves or greet you when you walk into your favorite retail store. And the reality that's been going on really for the last couple of years, kind of post-COVID breaking out, if you could go all the way back to 2020, is there's about twice as many jobs available as there are humans to fill them. And it means that the competition for talent, particularly if you're in retail, you're in hospitality, you're in logistics, et cetera, that's fierce to, both get those people to handle the holiday crush, but also ideally keep them around and, make them the employees that are going to be your next generation of leaders and full-time people.
Is it too easy to say just pay them more money?
It's not just pay them more money. I think that's a nice, that's great if you have the luxury of a lot of talent, but I know this because I have teenagers, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners do too. Like, the idea of what's a job and how we grew up having a job, a part-time job or a full-time job, in a world where you're competing with everybody from Uber to DoorDash to just get somebody to pay attention for you, it's not enough to just pay them more. You've got to show them what's in it for them, whether it's benefits or retail discounts, if you use that example, or what skills are they going to learn? Who are they going to get to meet? How are they going to grow themselves in their career in a way that really unlocks their potential and makes you an employer of choice?
You brought up a great point there about teenagers. I remember, when you're home for winter break from college, get a job if you can, even if it's just for a month, and that was insisted upon. And is that really changed, or is it still the motivation of parents to get their kids to do those things?
I don't think the motivation has changed. What's changed is the opportunities, right? Because if my kids come home from college, and I've got one in college right now, and we talk about getting a job, they can either go, to the local retailer and do that, or maybe they sign up to, just deliver pizzas or jump on DoorDash or Uber Eats or one of those sorts of things, and they can kind of turn it off and turn it on as they please, right? So I think the reality with not enough people to fill the jobs is teenagers and really everybody else has a lot more choice about where they choose to spend their time and, where do they want to work and under what conditions do they want to work.
Right, exactly. And Patrick, great point about trying to incentivize more than just the salary. I know that's probably one of your big pieces of advice for these companies. We'll have to have you on again soon to talk more about this. Okay, Patrick?
I'd love to talk anytime. Thanks, John.
That's Patrick Morrissey, Chief Growth Officer at HireVue.